Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas, and we're going through the scripture today. Psalm 81 is where we are going to pick up here. I was meditating during the break on the situation in the country where I live in, and comparing that to Israel and how everything that happened in Israel, the rise of Israel, the demise of Israel, how the people would rebel against their creator, against their God and their king. The true king of Israel was the one that led them out. And I'm not speaking of Abraham, but their God led them out. And they rebelled against him continually. And he fulfilled all of the promises that he made to them. And they rebelled until the end, on a national level, that is. And the national level would be represented by the majority. And you'll see that the majority seems to be, no matter what nation you're in, always goes in the wrong direction. Well, the Heavenly Father, in His Word, by His prophets, He spoke, and He spoke of another nation that would rise up in the last days. And He said that it would be a beast, of course, a beast representing a government, a power in the earth, that would rise up in the earth. And, of course, as opposed to the first beast that rises up in the sea. And, the scripture plainly says that the sea represents tongues and nations and people and multitudes. And the opposite, of course, would be rising up in the earth. And that would be in a fairly unpopulated or uninhabited area, which is where I believe the second beast rose up, and being America is. I am absolutely convinced that America is the only nation that exists today that can fill the bill of the second beast. First, it has to be a nation that rises up in a relatively uninhabited area where there are no other nations. Of course, there were tribes and people and you know, indigenous Indians here at that time, but they didn't claim to own the earth. They were sojourners in the earth. They were really not one nation, but they were just scattered tribes of people, and the land was relatively uninhabited for the most part. They were not a power in the earth, the Indians, that the indigenous people that dwelt here. So they don't really qualify as the same thing as where the first beast rose up amongst tongues and nations and peoples, but a relatively uninhabited part of the earth, opposite of the first beast. The second beast rises up, and the scripture says, gives us the description of that second beast being lamb-like, rising up lamb-like, saying it has two horns. And the beast is lamb-like, but it speaks like a dragon. And I believe there that we have the interpretation of the two horns, the explanation, I should say, is of the two horns. The first horn, because if you go back and you study your scripture, and you'll find out that horns are usually successive powers or controlling authorities in a beast or a government system. Like Rome had heads and horns, and some of them were successive, but sometimes the horns can be concurrent, and perhaps there's something to the horns being concurrent somewhat. So the beast rises up having two horns, lamb-like, and then it's but speaking like a dragon. So we see that having two horns, one, lamb-like, and we've talked about the lamb-like principles that America rose up with, and don't believe we really have to rehearse those today, and we could give you a few: the right to bear arms or self-defense, a real honest weight, a just weight and balance monetary system, and we could go on, but lamb-like in many of the principles. And I think the main principle that describes it better than anything else as being lamb-like or Christ-like is that you shall love your neighbor as yourself, was an expression of the Messiah, And that was expressed in that founding document where it said all men are created equal. And because if you're equal with all other men in your nation, then you have to treat them the way that you want to be treated. Because after all, you're equal. And so that principle, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, is embodied in that statement. And I believe that is more lamb-like principle upon which a government was founded more than any other on the face of the whole earth. So lamb-like. And of course, creating an image of the first beast, which I interpret as if a government or a beast system creates an image, that then it creates an image of a first beast, that means that it morphs itself into the image of the first beast. It doesn't create a statue. No, an image of a beast is, as we were created in the image of God, and that's what makes us different than the other animals. Those things that make us different from the other animals are where we see that we are created in the image of God. So if a beast or government system or power in the earth creates an image to another beast system governing power in the earth, then it creates a government that is like the other one. And that's the part, that's the horn, the successive horn that speaks like a dragon. So what I see is the lamb-like beast morphing into a dragon. First, it's totally lamb-like. And then we see, as we see now, we see still some lamb-like principles there. They haven't been totally abolished. At least they're there in word and somewhat indeed, but not so much as it used to be. Lost our monetary system. All men are not equal. Some are more equal than others because some have privileges. In a system that where all men are created equal, well, there is no privilege class. But they tell you that you have privileges. Sign on the line and we'll give you privileges. So people volunteer into the privilege system. And because most of the nation, like Israel, has gone against and turned away from the Creator, they've turned their back on them, turned to idolatry, then they become the majority and they use force against those who would exert their rights, their liberties, and those lamb-like principles that this nation was founded on and start morphing into a dragon, which means persecution for the people that are obedient to God. And so we see that this is the end. How long it will take, I'm hoping that maybe we can turn it back for a while. But then I look at the nation and I see what's going on, that people are falling. I see churches, the corporate churches turning to homosexuality, embracing that. I see them legislating marriage for homosexuals, licensing people to do that which is unlawful by God's law. So they're turning to idolatry. They're having another God or lawgiver before our Creator lawgiver. So it's frightening when I see how the Heavenly Father punished Israel. Will He not punish America? Yes, it has been foretold that the end is dragon-like. We may not necessarily suffer at the hands of other nations and invasion. Well, they'll probably just invite him in as part of the police-keeping force. And I see some frightening things on the horizon for America. I see the brown shirts. I see an abomination arising. And yes, that I meant that as a pun, too. A play on words, abomination rising. And it's frightening to see this man wants to build an army, a domestic civilian force equal in strength to the military. You know, we have a good picture of that in history from Germany and the National Socialist Party, yes, Nazi, brown shirts of Hitler. It's a frightening thing. Not sure what we can do about it except there is one thing we can do about it, and that is turn back to our Creator, repent of our sins, and embrace His law, and throw off all this privilege of this foreign God, of this idolatry, of this image that we've created to take the place of our Creator, our King, and our God, our lawgiver. And who knows, perhaps we can delay the dragon for several hundred years. According to my best study of the calendar, I don't have it. I don't believe the Heavenly Father is giving us an exact dating on the calendation system from the creation, so that we know when that Sabbath millennium will begin. It has nothing to do with the year 2000 or the year 3000. That's all hype. That's all, you know, man's calendar. Our Heavenly Father has a different calendar. What I want to know is, you know, what His calendar says. But the world, they love to get excited about the Pope's calendar, and it was the year 2000 and nothing happened. Had nothing to do with anything. And the Pope's new year has nothing to do with the Creator's new year. I'm more interested in His calendar and His timing. Like, what year is it from creation? When does the 7,000th year begin? Those are the questions I don't have answers for. And I do believe that a Sabbath millennia will be the millennia of the reign of the Messiah, when depicted by that we go back to that template for history from that we have from the book of Daniel, where that stone cut out without hands, of course, representing the Messiah, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, strikes the image in the feet, and the feet, of course, being the iron and the clay. But it says, during the days of these kings, and you also read that, that He will build a kingdom that will never end. And you know what? He has been building His kingdom, and it is represented by the clay, those people that are moldable by our Creator. And He's been building that kingdom for 2,000 years, going on 2,000 years now, however long it's been since He ascended to be seated at the right hand of the Father, where He said, sit here until I make thy enemies thy footstool. So His enemies are being made His footstool. Judgment goes on continually every day. Everyone is judged by the things that they do in their life. If they do evil, then they are judged evil. If they do good, then they are judged good. If they practice wickedness and idolatry and hate the Creator, then their names are blotted out of the book of life. If they serve Him, if they live a life of obedience, a life that says, I want to do the things that please You, Heavenly Father, write Your law upon my heart and in my mind, that I might not sin against Thee, that I might be Your man, Your woman, Your child, and You might be my God. Those names will be written in the book of life. Judgment is a continual thing. Everything is being recorded in the books in heaven. Nothing will be left out. And He is building a kingdom now. Are you part of it? Have you crossed the border into the kingdom of heaven? Have you obtained that prize? Do you have your eyes fixed on it? Because can we really obtain it? Yes, we can obtain it if we endure till the end. And after a while, you have so much invested in His kingdom, and you have so little invested in this world, that you cannot turn back from the plow. There is nothing more important. As to what's going to happen in America, well, we have the scripture. We know what's going to happen. How long it will take to come to pass, I don't know. But I will practice righteousness. You want to turn the nation around? Practice righteousness. We have this alternative media movement, but I see the evil one getting in there with his movies like Zeitgeist and all of these others, anti-God, anti-Christ movies Of course, what they do is they lay a hold and they focus on the apostate church and the Roman Catholic cult. And they tell you about all the evil they've done. Religion has killed more people, and look at the Crusades and all that. And then they take all of that and they place it squarely on the back of the Bible. And anyone who believes the Bible, and true Bible believers. And they say that's what this represents. And the reason they do that is because, one, they don't know the truth. Two, they want to continue in their evil. And they are Antichrist to begin with. And they pollute what is supposedly called the truth movement and the hope of many people. And those many of those people accept it. They just swallow it whole and they go on. And why do they swallow it whole without questioning it? Because they want to continue in their idolatry and their sin, and they're going to help destroy America more than those that are outright against us, because they claim to be seeking the truth. And so they get involved in all the activism and calling their and running their candidates in their system of privilege and just becoming and taking a part of it. They don't throw off the mark of the beast. They don't strive to live a life of obedience to the Creator. And if you're not doing that, if you're not striving to live a life of obedience because you love Him, then you're part of the problem. It is only through personal repentance, repentance from your sins, and then doing the works meet for repentance. That is the only hope we have. And that's why I sit here every day and do this broadcast, in the hopes of teaching people to look to Him, to allowing His Holy Spirit to convict you of your sins, allowing His Holy Spirit to work in your lives, to bring forth repentance in your lives, to teach your children, yes, by word, and also by deed, that repentance, yes, I repent. I acknowledge the law of God. I acknowledge that the things that I have done in the past and some of the things that I continue to do are against His law, and I do not want to continue in them. Help me, Heavenly Father, and teach your children His word and His law, and then teach them obedience by example. Because if you don't teach them obedience by example, you're not teaching them anything. You're teaching them that, yeah, the law is okay, but we do not have to obey it. You might as well just go out and turn on your radio and listen to the idolatry of romance music and move your mouth with the words of all the idolaters out there and forget about saving America. Just go on with most of the crowd who doesn't believe anything is wrong, that everything will be A-okay. Let's turn on the TV and watch American Idol. It's all fine. There's no conspiracy theory. Nobody's trying to destroy America. Yes, Osama bin Laden really did bring down the Twin Towers from his cave in Afghanistan with box cutters. What an unbelievable conspiracy theory. Well, we're in Psalm 81. Let's continue there. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God our strength, and make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This He ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out to the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel. If thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee. Thou shalt not worship any strange god. I am Yahuwah thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken unto my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of Yahuwah should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with the honey out of the rock should I have sustained thee. The haters, and they're all around us, the haters of God. I get emails from them daily. I have the anti-Zeitgeist video that I produced some years ago. And every single day, you know, I get like one out of 50 of someone who will say, thank you. Thank you for this video. And some of them, people of faith who were wounded by the religious part of the Zeitgeist movie, wounded by it, and said thank you for, because I was watching it, and when I was done, I saw the little anti-Zeitgeist promo pop up there and clicked on it. Thank you for exposing the lies of these God haters. The haters of Yahuwah should have submitted themselves unto the hymn. See, nothing has changed. You know, we got 3,000 years ago in Israel, 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. You had God haters. You had the haters of Yahuwah in Israel there. We have them today because most of them, most of the people that respond to that video, oh, they hate it because they want to believe in the Zeitgeist. They want to believe the spirit of the age. It's a backward spirit. It's a spirit that hates its creator. That's what it is. The spirit of the age, of course, was the national sin of Israel. The spirit of the age is driven by the majority. That's why national Israel fell, because the majority were haters of their creator. They should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. And he would have fed them, and they would have endured. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned for the news.